What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The arguments ramp up over the Epstein files.
Will you continue to protect predators, or will you finally protect survivors?
The ketamine queen formally pleads guilty in court.
She feels horrible about all of it. She's felt horrible since day one.
And no work, all play, allegedly, for a Clippers superstar.
Kawhi Leonard got from Aspiration a $28 million no-show job.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm honestly so jealous.
The Clippers fiercely denying those claims. Welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. Coming up, why murders are declining in California, and the final guilty plea in the drug dealing case involving the death of Friends star Matthew Perry. First, it's been out of the headlines for a while, but the Epstein files and talk of a client list for the late sexual predator and sex trafficker are now back front and centre. That's because a number of victims spoke today, urging Congress to release fully all of the files.
This is a crime that, by our Justice Department's own admission, has 1,000 victims. 1,000 victims. Do you know 1,000 people?
Not only did many others participate in the abuse, it is clear that many were aware of his interest in girls and very young women and chose to look the other way because it benefited them to do so. They wanted access to his circle and his money.
I want to help create a world where survivors of sexual abuse and abuse of power can come forward safely. And I ask Congress to join me in that effort, not only by passing this bill, but by ensuring that those who step forward have legal support to face their abusers and see justice done.
The petition for the feds to release the files is a bipartisan effort, and one of the leading figures is Long Beach Congressman Robert Garcia, who is the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. He accuses the Trump administration of trying to keep the documents from the public.
The reality is that they right now are taking direction from the White House. The White House and the president, they've been reaching out to members of Congress and asking them not to vote on this law that would release the file. So they are actively telling members of Congress to vote no and to not sign this petition that would essentially bring the law forward for a vote.
President Trump, for his part, says this is all a hoax by the Democrats.
From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president.
The Congressional Committee has been allowed to release more than 33,000 pages of documents, but most, if not all of them, contain information that was already public. Our Larry Perel got more from attorney and legal analyst Rachel Fizet on this intervention by the survivors.
I think it's really powerful. The DOJ and prosecutors generally are generally working on behalf of victims. And a lot of the arguments made to not release the files has been to protect the victims and protect their welfare. And here the victims are saying very clearly, we want these files released. We don't think justice was fully done. And we want the world to know what actually happened.
Will their stories be enough to sway some holdouts in Congress, do you think, to vote for releasing these files?
I think it just mounts more and more pressure. There is a somewhat bipartisan effort that is brewing as it relates to releasing these. So this takes away some of the excuses. If the victims want it, and we are, as a society, prosecuting crimes to protect victims, it takes away a lot of the excuse, the reason not to do it. So it feels possible that this will pressure a small group into supporting the release of the files.
If the files are released, what do you think we could learn?
I think they'll be heavily redacted. If released, I think there'll be all kinds of litigation as it relates to what's in there and names named. But ultimately, the goal is likely to learn who was involved, when they were involved, and how they were involved. And a lot of those files will contain some of that information. There is clearly a push not to release them that seems likely protective of the names inside of those files. So I think if they get released, we are going to come closer and closer to learning who was involved in the conspiracy, who were alleged clients, who was friendly to this, who helped cover it up. There is a lot of information in those files with possible big names of donors, politicians, and celebrities.
What kind of implications, if that happens, could that lead to?
Well, it depends on who it is. Is it a political fallout? Is it more pressure to release? Does it show an overarching conspiracy with the DOJ throughout time? There's a lot of fallout that is possible through these files, which is likely why they have not been released yet.
Could there be criminal fallout from this as well?
There could be criminal fallout, but again, you're relying on the same DOJ to prosecute those crimes. Jeffrey Epstein himself is dead, so then you look to the amount of witnesses and what their involvement was in those crimes. It's possible, but you're still looking to the same DOJ to prosecute, and you have to remember, they already have those files and are choosing not to.
One of the survivors said they are going to make a confidential list of people who abused them. Any chance that list ever goes public?
That feels ripe for being emailed confidentially to a press organization. So, yes, once that list is made, it feels very close to being released.
Attorney Rachel Fizay. The woman who has become known as the Ketamine Queen was in L.A. federal court today, pleading guilty to selling the ketamine that killed Friends actor Matthew Perry 2 years ago. Jasveen Sangha faces up to 65 years in federal prison at sentencing in December. She was the last of the five defendants charged in the case to plead guilty. Two of those defendants were doctors who supplied the drugs to dealers. Sangha's attorney, Mark Garagos, spoke outside court.
She feels horrible about all of this. I mean, nobody wants to be in the chain of causation, for lack of a better term. So, yeah, she feels horrible, and she's felt horrible since day one.
In her plea, she also admitted to selling four vials of ketamine 6 years ago that led to a different overdose death. Cody McClurey was an aspiring personal trainer who died hours after getting those drugs from Sangha. He was 33 years old. KNX News got more from attorney Trey Lovell.
I think we're going to start seeing a lot more cases like this because of the federal mandate to really jump on drug trafficking and drug distribution. This really was a shot across the bow to doctors and drug dealers to say, hey, you know, if you are caught distributing drugs, not only can you be responsible for the distribution, but you could actually go to jail for life if somebody dies.
Lovell tells us Sangha is looking at a lengthy prison sentence, even though she cut a plea deal. Now for a personal disclosure. No, don't worry. I am an LA Clippers fan. Yes, I know I'm in the minority here in SoCal, but I have followed the team through thick and thin for the last 25 years plus. I even know who Eric Piakowski is. And today, the Clippers were plunged into a scandal involving their best player. The NBA is now investigating claims the team paid superstar Kawhi Leonard an extra $28 million above his contract. They did that through a tree planting company, allegedly, called Aspiration, that's partly funded by billionaire Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. Now, that would be a flagrant breach of the league's salary cap rules. Reporter Pablo Torres of The Athletic spoke on his podcast to a former company employee whose voice was altered.
Did you ever see proof of Kawhi Leonard marketing or endorsing Aspiration in any way?
Never, not once. The single largest payment to an individual for marketing that Aspiration ever made has completely evaded all press. It's honestly incredible. Nothing. He didn't have to do anything.
In other words, Kawhi Leonard got from Aspiration a $28 million no-show job.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm honestly so jealous.
I got reaction to these explosive allegations from Eric Pincus, a local NBA writer for the Bleacher Report.
What was your first reaction? What were you thinking when you first heard this?
Well, it's not great. It's not great. Now, of course, it's just, you know, it's allegations. There's nothing proven here. It's not great if true.
Is this just greed? I mean, it's almost a different world from a lot of the rest of us, you know, which is a kind of, you know, you must have that problem all the time when you're talking about these figures and tens of millions of dollars. Just address that, because this is a lot of money.
Sure. I mean, we live in a world where corporations and individuals do illegal things all the time and steal money and want more money, and greed is a factor in it. I know it's very abstract when you think of an individual who plays a sport, which is, you know, fundamentally a kid's game, which is great that he can make millions and millions of dollars. That said, the league is making billions, and collectively the players are making billions. They're making about half of the money that comes in. So let's say that they make $10 billion. Total, the league gets about $5 billion, and the players get about $5 billion collectively. Is there a point where a player doesn't want more, or a company doesn't want more? Players have a limited lifespan in terms of career. Teams are often willing to trade players and cut players. Bradley Beal was just cut by the Suns. Damian Lillard tore his Achilles, cut by the Bucks. I mean, it's a world in which, you know, the players, once your star power starts to fade, you're no longer, you know, important to the organization. I want them to get paid as much as they could possibly earn, but I want it to be, you know, within the legality of the system. And this, if true, which I'm not saying it is, but if true, is definitely an egregious step over that.
In a way, what you're saying is, you know, if true, this would be the exception rather than the rule. You know, it's not rife, it's not the tip of the iceberg, does happen. It is, you know, if, again, proven true, be the exception, right?
Well, I mean, Ballmer has more money than any owner in sports. He's one of the richest people in the world. And so for him, if true, it's nothing. But most of these organizations don't run at anywhere close to the level of capital that the Clippers have, and that could be, you know, the Warriors and the Clippers have been the highest spending franchises since 2017, just from my research. The Warriors and the Clippers spend outrageous amounts of money, more than the other teams, because they have the means to do so. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to say corruption, but do I think that illegality happens in the NBA? I think it happens all the time. I think that there are very illegally timed deals that the NBA doesn't really necessarily care about, as long as it doesn't leak out in the public, and they've punished teams when they have, when they get caught for doing an illegal deal in terms of the timing. So I don't want to say that there's no, you know, I'm not going to pretend that this is like the Puritan, the absolute ethical, most perfect league in the world. Of course not. But I don't think that teams are shelling out under the table money, because the penalties are so severe, and because you have such little control in life of keeping things quiet, to be honest.
In fact, it looks like this all came to light because of court filings related to Aspiration going into bankruptcy. The Clippers and owner Ballmer both insist they can prove the allegations are false. Whatever happens, I will still be a proud member of what we call Clipper Nation. Maybe no one else does, but we do. Clipper Nation. Once a fan, always a fan. Finally, crime has been in the news a lot recently. That's because the president has deployed troops on the streets of Washington, D.C., and has threatened to send the military into Chicago and Baltimore. He even calls Chicago a hellhole and says the troops will help clean up crime. Well, that mission is happening despite the fact national stats show crime is well down across the country, and that includes here in California, where murders have shown a big decline. More from our distinguished reporter, Pete Demetriou.
An aging population, which is less disposed to committing criminal acts, a drop in poverty and economic growth, is also part of the reason we've had a drop-off in violent crime. But Professor Frank Zerunian with USC's Price School of Public Policy says the influence of tech and rethinking of police deployment is also playing a big role.
Technology is helping our law enforcement. Drone technology, data use, AI is all facilitating the prevention of crime. So there are a bunch of reasons, in other words, for the decline, especially in the homicide rates or large crimes. But still, again, as I said, I'm still not comfortable yet that we've achieved the result that we want to achieve.
Zerunian says it remains to be seen if the upping of penalties on property crimes approved by voters is a double-edged sword, leading to further drops in crime, but an unacceptable hike in the incarceration rates.
Catching more crooks. Now, that has to be good news. And it's a fine note on which to end the LA SoCal Local for Wednesday, September the 3rd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. That's all from me for now. Tomorrow, you'll get your LA Local update from my colleague, midday editor, Brandon Liebhaber. For now, goodbye, good luck, and cheers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.